Happy Star Wars Day. Photoshop now out of beta. Rock Band staying alive. Evernote valued at $1 billion. The Galaxy S3 unveiled. And Discovery buys Revision 3. It's Friday, May 4th, 2012, and this is iWake. I'm Tim Chatton, and this is what's going on in the Apple world today. Good morning, and may the 4th be with you. Today is Star Wars Day, as it is May 4th. To that end, I wanted to simply highlight the fact that Aspyr Games are having their Star Wars games on sale for $8 a piece today, May 4th. Games include Jedi Knight 2, Knights of the Old Republic, Empire at War, and Force Unleashed. Games are on sale at GameAgent.com and hopefully in the Mac App Store. Anyways, happy Star Wars Day. Celebrate today by watching a Star Wars movie and playing a Star Wars game. Another news is the fact that Photoshop is now out of beta. If you want to download a copy, it is now too late. Those that have downloaded a copy already can continue to use it until the trial is over. Photoshop is set to go on sale this month along with the other Creative Suite 6 apps. In other app news is Twitter reacting to Facebook's acquisition of Instagram. Bloomberg reports that Twitter executives held several meetings with the Camera Plus developer with an aim of acquiring the company. The talks broke down before Twitter could make an offer because the startup's far-flung workforce was reluctant to relocate to San Francisco. While 10 employees are already based there, Camera Plus has 20 others in Austria, New Zealand, Spain, and elsewhere. It was a rather interesting move that Twitter felt threatened by Instagram's acquisition and are looking around for similar apps to buy out for Twitter use. Before moving on to the Rock Band news and, I guess, scandal, if you want to call it that, I just want to briefly mention that Ardio has launched in the UK and France. If you live in those countries, head on over to ardio.com to sign up. Now on to Rock Band. So Rock Band. Yesterday I reported that Rock Band will not work effective May 31st. Well, that is not the case. According to EA, Rock Band for iOS will remain live. The in-app message users received yesterday was sent in air. We apologize for the confusion this caused, according to EA. We're working to clarify the issue that caused the error and will share additional information as soon as possible. The clarification from EA replaces the explanation they had in the FAQ section of the website, which stated that they were suspending support for Rock Band after May 31st and focusing resources on other EA titles. There's no word yet on why this message was sent in the first place and what would make them discontinue a title like Rock Band. Anyways, owners of the app are now safe for now, but this shows that EA can kill off many of their games on their end and sometimes without remorse. In other gaming news is a new trailer for Nova 3. The new trailer shows the game's incredible multiplayer integration. The trailer ends with a simple release date of availability in May of 2012. Nova 3 looks to be an incredible follow-up to Nova 2 and worth the admission price when it does come out later this month. Last up in app news is Evernote. The company announced it recently received $70 million in Series D funding and is now valued at $1 billion. All Things D did a write-up about Evernote and learned that the company was pressured at the very beginning of their business to change their model towards ad focus on what people actually stored in their Evernote accounts. Phil Libin, the CEO, was dead set on his original vision of freemium plus, basically the freemium model, where you have a free version with more features for a premium account. And he almost lost the company with that aim of trying to keep that model. Had it not been for an unnamed Evernote investor, the company probably would have died off before it had a chance to take off. The random person in Sweden who loved Evernote from the beginning invested $250,000 in the company at a very early stage and saw that future for Evernote and let that future happen. The Evernote story is an interesting one that I continue to follow. You can download Evernote in the iOS and Mac app stores, as well as pretty much every app marketplace, including that of WebOS. The apps and basic services free. Now onto a bit of general Apple news. To begin, is expanded language support in iTunes Connect. According to Apple, Apple, have expanded language support in iTunes Connect, so you can localize app metadata, keywords, and screenshots in 10 new languages. Those include traditional Chinese, Norwegian, Turkish, Finnish, Danish, Indonesian, Malay, Thai, Vietnamese, and Greek. Apple continues to push into more and more territories, and it's great to see Apple supporting so many languages. before moving on to the big news of the day, which is surprisingly not Apple news, it's Samsung news, is the Galaxy S3 announcements. I wanted to just mention, before we get to that, a short film featuring Steve Jobs. The film, according to The Verge, was produced in 1984 by Apple. The film was called 1944, in which Steve Jobs played the role of FDR. Network World managed to get its hands on a copy of this film thanks to a former Apple employee by the name of Craig Elliott. The 9-minute to 10-minute long video is a follow-up to the company's famous ad, 1984. There's even a guest appearance from Anna Mayer, best known for tossing the hammer in that commercial. 1944 reportedly cost $50,000 to make and was only used internally as a tool to inspire Apple's sales team. So kind of wild that Apple did all its work to create this 10-minute long film. The film, as I said, is 10 minutes long and well worth a watch. You can find it by following the link in the show notes over at iWakePodcast.com. Before getting to actual Galaxy S3 news, I want to highlight a new feature of the S3. Samsung is integrating this feature called the S-Voice. Basically, it's Siri for the Samsung Galaxy S3. Samsung brags that it can understand natural language, and well, by the images, it looks to be an uglier version of Siri, and Samsung wonders why they get sued every month by Apple. The interface and design of the S-Voice is a complete Siri ripoff. I'd have some appreciation for Samsung if they actually did innovative and original things. So what is this Galaxy S3? Well, the phone runs Android 4.0 and has the TouchWiz skin. The phone features a 4.8-inch screen with a resolution of 720 by 1280. The phone now uses Gorilla Glass 2 instead of Gorilla Glass 1 and has gone quad-core with a 1.4 GHz processor. And includes similar things to the iPhone 4S, such as 1 GB of RAM and the same storage options with 16, 32, and 64 gigs. The cameras are pretty good, with the front-facing camera beating out the iPhone with a 1.9-megapixel camera and back camera at 1.8 megapixels with autofocus and HDR. Other notables include Bluetooth 4.0 and NFC support. Samsung is also doing something interesting that many other people are doing now, of integrating services with their phones. So they've announced the S Health, Music Hub, Video Hub, S Voice, and Smart Stay with this phone. The phone is set to debut later this month and sometime in June for the LTE version. No price points, however, have been announced. In related news is the fact that Flipboard for Android will be an exclusive for the Galaxy S3 for several months, and Dropbox is going to give you 50 gigabytes of free Dropbox storage for 2 years if you do buy this phone. Not too shabby. Samsung also debuted, this is the last bit of S3 news, they debuted a new commercial about the phone. The commercial is a rather creepy one. According to the video, and I've watched this, the phone first recognizes who you are, then follows your every move, and finally waits till you're asleep. Samsung is trying to make this phone very personal and weirdly, almost in a sexual way, not a good way. But who am I to say what a good commercial is? So it might be good. Who knows? So that's the Galaxy S3, and it's the next hot Android phone out there. Last of the day is the rather cool news that the Discovery Channel has acquired Revision 3. Revision 3, for those that don't know, is a podcasting, YouTubing network that produces some rather great content. Discovery paid around $30 million for Revision 3, and Revision 3 will retain its approximately 50 employees and will continue to work out of San Francisco, their headquarters. While I'm sad that another independent content creator is gone, it is a great success story and shows how valuable good content really is. Before closing out the show today, I just wanted to mention iWake Again. It's airing tomorrow, and for those that don't know, iWake Again is for those that really appreciate iWake and want to give back to what I do. I love you all for listening and watching iWake, but for those that subscribe to iWake Again, this is what the show is really for. You are who the show is for. The $10 a month subscription gives you a 30-minute audio show every Saturday as a way to wake up to iWake Again. And it provides you a way to pay for the Monday through Friday show that most of you get for free, even though it's a very time-consuming thing and something that I believe is valuable. If you would like to join the iWake Again community, head on over to iWakePodcast.com/again. Once again, to sign up, head on over to iWakePodcast.com/again. Well, that's what's going on. That's what's going on in the Apple world today. That will do this week for some of us, but not all of us. If you're an iWake Again subscriber, tomorrow you'll have another episode. Talk to everybody else on Monday. Have a great weekend. Aloha.